أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been studying Surah Al-Baqarah and we've completed 7 sections. We've been looking at the 8th section, which we have labeled Smart Investors on Ayat Al-Kursi. And it makes sense because if we have understood who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Ayat Al-Kursi, and understood the concepts of life and death, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, very well, then it only follows on that if we believed in the Akhirah, our portfolio of investment will include the Akhirah. And if we don't believe in the Akhirah, then it will be short-term and only cover our life on this world. So we started off by looking at Part 1. I said there were 5 parts in this section, and Part 1 was a preparation for Badr with a directive to fight for the truth. And there was a parable and the story of Talut, Jalut and Dawood to be able to understand the need to stand up for one's own right and to fight for the truth. In the second section we looked that all prophets were role models and they were ranked by divinity. But they came with one message of Tawheed. It was a unifying message, and that was of Ayatul Kursi. And then we looked at the Sayyidati Ayatul Quran, the chief of the Ayat of Quran in Ayatul Kursi. Now in this 4th section, we will look at 3 verses where Allah expounds on the 2 attributes, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Let's briefly first look at these attributes. We are told that these 2 names, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, are possibly the greatest of attributes from which all other Asma'ul Husna come. The Prophet ﷺ said that Prophet Isa ﷺ recited these names when he brought the dead back to life. When Prophet Musa ﷺ split the Red Sea into 2, his people had asked him what he prayed to his Rabb. And he replied with Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Imam Ali alayhi salam relates that during the battle of Badr, when he checked on Rasulullah, he would find him in sajda and saying Ya Allahu Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, asking for victory. So with this in mind, let's first look at Ayah 258. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the debate of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Namrud. And the word he uses is Alam tara ila alladhi hajja Ibrahima fi rabbihi. Have you not seen or have you not considered the one who disputed, who debated hajja? And muhajja is to bring a proof against the opposite's party, to prove one's own claim or to refute the other party's argument. So Prophet Ibrahim says, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. My Rabb is he who gives life and gives death. Namrud, who used to tell his people, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your Lord, the Most High. This is in Surah An-Naziat, Ayah 24. Replies saying, I too give life and I too cause death. He brings 2 prisoners and he frees one and he kills one. The audience were duped by his argument. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam switches to another clear argument and he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِكِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. Indeed, Allah causes the sun to rise from the east, so you make it rise from the west. And Allah says, فَبُهِثَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. He who covered up the truth was confounded, didn't have an answer. And it's a clear example of the clear polarity between truth and falsehood. The next parable is in Ayah 259, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a town through which a prophet passes by, and it could either have been Prophet Uzair or Armiya. Now when he's passing by this town, it is abandoned and all the buildings have had their roofs caved in. Allah describes it by saying, وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا. It was like the building had been turned upside down. And this prophet thinks, قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. When will Allah give its life after its death? And we find now how this example shows how the experience of time is relative to the observer. So Allah says, فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِيَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَهُ. Allah makes him die for 100 years, then raises him up again.
and then asks him, "Come, Labitha, how long were you there? How long were you asleep?" In other words, "Kala, Labithtu yawman aw ba'da yawman," maybe a day or part of a day. And then he's told, "Bal Labithtu mi'at'am," you've been gone for 100 years. Then Allah tells him, "Fanzur ila ta'amika wa sharabika lam yatasanna." Look at your food and drink. Years have passed over it, but it's still fresh. "Wanzur ila himarik." Now look at your donkey. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْإِذَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَقْصُوهَا اللَّحْمًا.
Look at the bones, how we set them together. Then we clothe them with flesh. In other words, in front of his eyes, this donkey came alive. The bones fused together. It was clothed with flesh. And it was up again.
فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ, and when it became clear to him, قَالَ, he said, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, I know that Allah has power over everything. The cycles of life and death are a repetitive sign for us to seek a reality beyond life and death. The miracle illustrates that the same way that living creatures can literally be resurrected in this life from dead skin and bones, so too can the light of knowledge of Allah be resurrected through the actions of people who seem to be in darkness and injustice. It is actually a metaphor to look at about the day of Qiyamah, expounding on Hayyu al-Qayyum. And finally, Ayah 260. Absolutely love this one. So we've got to start off with the premise of understanding who Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was. He's known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Remember when the angel of death comes to him and says, "Time up, we've got to go back." Ibrahim says, "Go and ask my Rabb, does a friend ever kill a friend?" And Allah replies, sending the reply back through Malikul Maut to say, "Tell my friend, does a friend ever refuse to come back to a friend?" So now it is this friend who, when he looks at a dead body, says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, he says, "Rabbi, أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى," show me how you give life to the dead. قَالَ, Allah says, "أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن," what? Do you not believe? قَالَ, he says, "Bala, of course I do. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي," but I just want my heart to be at ease. He wanted to confirm it, what was in his heart. He's a human being. Human nature seeks knowledge and confirmation. This shows that they were the most human of men, and that deep humanity was a sign of their great illumination. In essence, this was his desire for greater inner and deeper faith, and it's answered. So look what Allah says. He says, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ, take 4 birds, then train them to follow you. Train them to come to you when you call them. ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبْلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا, then kill them, cut them into pieces, and place the pieces on different, mix them up, and place them on different mountains. ثُمَّ اَدْعُهُنَّ يَعْتِيَكَ سَعْيًا, then call them, and they will come to you flying. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, and know that your Rabb is mighty and he is wise. Can you just imagine? And Imam Ridha alayhi salam says that when he said, وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَعِنَّ قَلْبِي, that all I want is this contentment, this ease in my heart, it was the contentment and ease about his friendship with divinity. And so now, having understood the awesomeness of divinity, and especially the concepts of life and death, and the relativity of time and space, the final part of this section will now look at long-term investments. The best of investments, the worst of investments, and then in the middle you've got loan transactions, which we will look in the next talk.